Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everyone. This is Lee Brekeen, the host of the Sports Scouting Report. Today's show is going to be LSU only. It's going to be a recap of the Florida game against the Gators. 45-35. Big win for LSU. Huge win for the program. Let's go ahead and get right into it. On my show, I predicted a 28-21 win. That was actually the halftime score. I didn't think in a billion years that LSU would score 45 points in Gainesville. That might be the most points ever scored in Gainesville for an LSU football team. You got to take your hat off to Jaden Daniels for throwing the ball down the field, making good decisions, and then he ran in three touchdowns. He passed for three touchdowns. One of the best performances ever for an LSU quarterback at Florida. Really impressed with a lot of stuff on the team, improvements. And this is why you hired the right coach. Coach Kelly truly is a coach. He's a guy who improves, sees things that need to be worked on. And, you know, it's a team that's had a lot of young guys starting, a lot of new guys starting that came in from other schools that needed to mesh, and also getting Butte going and getting Jaden Daniels comfortable. And you can tell that Coach Kelly was involved more with Coach Daniel. I mean, quarterback Jaden Daniels. You could watch the sideline. I know a lot of people watch the game, how he was coaching Jaden from the field, which was very impressive. He actually used the remark with his hands to his eyes, meaning look downfield. Keep your eyes downfield. And that just shows you the kind of coach he is. I mean, he knows where the program needs to go. He knows what to do to help these kids. And I'm going to tell you, if Jaden Daniels can continue to do what he did Saturday night, LSU's kind of hard to beat. This offense has the pieces. It's not a rebuild. You know, that was a tough loss against Tennessee in Tiger Stadium. It was an embarrassing loss, but it might have been the best thing ever happened for the program to work on what needed to be worked on, and also for the staff to buckle up and do more. And I think, like I said, it looks like Coach Kelly's more involved with the quarterback position, which shows you what he's capable of as a coach. We're going to take a break and come right back and talk more about LSU football. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Gage has served Louisiana for over 40 years. Let Gage create a custom tailored solution for your business and become your partner in technology. Give them a call today at 225-753-4243 and help your business get better connected with Gage. Welcome back. Appreciate the support. I want to thank our sponsors before we go back to LSU. I want to appreciate Medin's Collision Center in Baton Rouge. I want to thank all the sponsors that help us in each break. I want to mention Medin's Collision Center is on Kincaid Avenue in Baton Rouge. Be sure to give them a call. Chris Medin, Dominica Medin, and they do a wonderful job if you need body work done to your car, truck, commercial, or you know, just an individual, or it could be a company with a fleet of vehicles. Let's continue with LSU. I saw a comment to the Florida Press. Coach Napier commented about the game. And it was on the national press. I think a lot of people saw it. He said that his team would be sick watching the tape again, meaning they would feel like they had opportunities to beat LSU. I don't really see that. I went back and watched the game. This game should have been worse than what it was. With 14 minutes left in the game, in the fourth quarter, There is a pivotal play made by the referees that changed the whole game and it kept Florida in the game. With 14 minutes left in the game, Jaden Daniels drops back, throws a pass to Brian Thomas. It was at least 40 yards. And it put LSU basically on Florida's 35-yard line. I mean, it was momentum city. It was a catch in my eyes, and I think everybody that saw it, it was a catch. They took that away as a catch, reviewing it. That possession not working out allowed Florida to get back in the game when it was 42-28. With 14 minutes left. So that was possibly the dagger, 49 points probably. I'm just thinking it was momentum city. Florida was tired. Brian Thomas had that big catch. They were going in to score again. So that took that away. So then Florida went in, got the ball, and they scored to make it 45-35. Another pivotal play in the game, which would have ended the game a lot earlier, was when the freshman sensation Harold Perkins, knocked the ball out of the hand of the quarterback of Florida, which I don't think his arm was moving forward. Well, LSU didn't get the call again. They said that his hand was moving forward, Anthony Richardson, the quarterback for Florida, and Florida continued to have the ball a little bit longer, made it more interesting. And then, like I said, that would have ended the game even earlier. There was also a play in the game within about 10 minutes left where Butte dropped a sure touchdown over the middle. I mean, if he would have caught the ball, you know, nobody was there. No safety, no one. There was another play in the game where Butte dropped the first round, a first down on third down late in the third quarter. So there was many opportunities for LSU to make this 55 maybe to 28, 55 to 35. So I don't know what Napier was meaning when he said we're going to be sick watching the tape. I think LSU's going to look at the tape and say, we could have scored 55 to 60 points, but look, at the end of the day, everybody's happy. 10-point win in Gainesville, 45 points. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back. I'm going to talk about Harold Perkins, the freshman linebacker, and how much he means to this team, just a 17, 18-year-old kid right out of high school that's dominating late in games. We'll be right back. If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medin's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors. Welcome back. This is Lee Burkeen, the host of the Sports Scouting Report podcast. I hope you're enjoying the show. I want to mention, please subscribe to YouTube. Go in and put in our name, and it's free. And it helps us grow, but please subscribe to YouTube for us. If you love the show, and I hope you do, we can grow more and more if you do that. We just got to get the numbers, and we're heading in that direction. Between that and Podbean, our app provider, we're growing not only with YouTube, but also Podbean and, you know, iHeartRadio and our website and Twitter, but YouTube is really important to us. Please subscribe to YouTube. I also want to thank another sponsor of ours, John Harvey Toyota. John Harvey Toyota, also Harvey Subaru, and Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. They have three times the used vehicles. They also have three dealerships, like I had mentioned. They got everything from fuel-efficient compacts to luxury models, even hybrids, and certified pre-owned with a warranty. Tell them Lee sent you. Tommy Harvey's a great man. They got a great company there in Shreveport, Bossier City. Continuing on, want to mention that Harold Perkins, the linebacker for LSU, the freshman from Houston, Texas, originally from New Orleans. He's from New Orleans. His family's from New Orleans. He's 6'2", about 225, runs a 4.45, legit 40. Harold Perkins, for a guy that's not even, I think he's only 18 years old, for him to have the ability and feel to not just sack the quarterback late in this game Saturday that won the game, he had the ability to put his hand out and knock the ball out going 90 miles an hour chasing the quarterback. This is not something you see from a freshman. When I see special, man, this kid is special. And he's a kid. He's 18 years old. He's only played in 7 games in college in his career. Against Mississippi State, he won the game late with big plays. He also had another big play in this game where he stopped Florida on third down. He had a couple of them. But he's just Johnny on the spot. This guy knows the game. I'm going to tell you, Harold Perkins is going to be a possible 2-time All-American, I think. If not, if he's not an All-SEC player this year, he's definitely going to be a freshman All-American if he continues to do what he's doing. And it's not easy to be a freshman All-American. When I say freshman All-American, they do a freshman All-American team. It's not considered all SEC, but it's still a freshman All-American, and you got to be great. That's from all the colleges. I also thought that Micah Bakersfield from Evangel Christian, fifth-year player, is stepped his game up big time, linebacker. Micah had the only sack in the game, had 2 or 3 big-time hits. He had 4 or 5 stops in the run game that stopped Florida's offense from getting a first down. Between him and Harold Perkins and Greg Penn, another young linebacker out of DeMatha High School in Baltimore, Maryland. Greg Penn is a sophomore, 6'2", 245. Those three guys are pro linebackers. You got to have them to be good on defense, and they are growing up before our eyes. Micah has fulfilled his potential finally overall as an every-down player. And LSU's been very fortunate to have great linebackers the last 10 years. Deion Jones, Kendall Beckwith, Devin White, Michael Divinity. I mean, I can go on and on and on. The great linebackers they've had. Go back a little bit longer. Kelvin Shepard, Perry Riley. You know, they've had great linebackers. Ron Sancho, who was on the show last week. Michael Brooks, the late Toby Caston. Go back to the All-American, Mike Anderson, George Bevan. I mean, you continue on this linebacker you, but the LSU's had a lot of great linebackers. And recently, Damone Clark, who I thought should have won the Buckus last year, who's sitting out this year with the Dallas Cowboys from Southern Lab High School out of Baton Rouge. We're going to take a break when we come back. We're going to talk more about LSU in just a moment.
What does that bug man do?
Not only do we do pest control, we do odor control, bat removal, moisture control, rodents, and of course, bed bug control. Give the bug man a call. We get them before they get you.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I hope everybody's having a great Monday. What a weekend. I did go to the Saints game on Sunday, and I want to mention that real quick. Joe Burrow, phenomenal quarterback. You know, most of these games are won in the fourth quarter. Most of them are won in the final 3 minutes of the game. Would you agree? Whoever's listening here, that's why he's great. You know, and Ja'Marr Chase, strong receiver, can't tackle him. And I heard the post-game show at Bobby Hebert coming home, and there was a lot of callers that were complaining about the Saints' defense. Let me just say this. Sometimes the other team's offense might just be better than your defense. It doesn't mean that Tyrann Mathieu is not any good anymore. It doesn't mean Cam Jordan is not any good anymore. It doesn't mean the Saints lack DBs. It's just sometimes it's really hard to stop Ja'Marr Chase and a Joe Burrow. I mean, look, they made the Super Bowl last year. And the Saints are 2-4. It's tough. Man, I want to say shout out to all the fans, the Saints fans in the state of Louisiana. The loudest game I've been to in a long time. Louder than the LSU games lately. The Saints fans are incredible. They've always been supportive of the Saints, but it was loud. Wow. It was loud there was an empty seat in the Superdome against the Bengals. Continuing on, I want to thank the Bug Man, a new sponsor of ours the last 3 months. Professional pest control. They're out of Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Ascension, and Lafayette. Give them a call, 923-BUGS or 923-2847. I've known them for a long time. They've been spraying my house for 14 years in Baton Rouge. Give them a call. Paul Salvant is a great guy, the owner, the Bug Man, professional pest control, 923-BUGS. Continuing on, we're going to take a break. And we come back, we're going to talk a little more LSU football, and let's talk about the offensive line. We'll be right back. Gros Savon Lodge, the true sportsman's paradise. Gros Savon Lodge has fresh and saltwater fishing, alligator hunting, waterfowl hunting, and echo tours located south of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Give them a call at 337-598-2357. That number to call again is 337-598-2357. And have the time of your life. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast. I'm Lee Burkeen, the host. Today's topic is LSU, the recap game against the University of Florida. Let's talk about the offensive line. And again, everybody thought that this team was a rebuild. It's not a rebuild. It's just some kinks to be taken care of. And then Tennessee's hot. Hey, Tennessee proved that they're legit. They beat Alabama. They're now going to be either the number one, two, or three team in the country. By the time you hear the show, the top 25 will be out already. But they're now, it makes that loss feel a little better for LSU fans. I know it was an embarrassing loss, but Tennessee is really legitimate. They got the best quarterback probably in the country in Hendon Hooker. And that Hyatt kid is a phenomenal receiver, and they don't even have their top receiver playing right now. And their third best receiver is a transfer from USC who's done a great job, Bree McCoy. And they've got a great run game, and they've got a really well-coached defense. They don't have more talent than LSU on defense. They just have a well-coached defense. And look, take my hat off to Matt House, They tend to make adjustments every week, LSU, with the defense. And they tend to shut things down in the fourth quarter, the makings of a great coach. Getting back to the offensive line for LSU. Without Dillinger in the lineup, I thought Miles Frazier had a good game at guard, number 70. He had his best game, I think, ever. I thought Emory Jones had a phenomenal game. I think he had his best game. And I really think that Will Campbell coming back from sitting out the Tennessee game dominated two senior DNs and a young DN that they brought in three different ones, Florida did, and he shut it down. Basically, he only gave up one rush, which was a sack, but other than that, he was pretty clean on an all-SEC defensive end that's going to be a top two or three round draft pick in the draft. I mean, it's a freshman, true freshman. I thought Charles Turner had his best game, the center for LSU. I thought Josh Williams, and I know we all think this, LSU fans, but Josh Williams, the walk-on from Houston, Texas, the running back, I didn't know he was capable of doing what he did against Florida. Shout out to Josh Williams, man. What a game. I mean, that run that went for about 50 yards, he looked like Jim Brown breaking tackles, or Marcus Dupree, or, you know, the old Dalton Hilliard. I mean, he showed something I've never seen before. That was all Josh Williams. And then he had a couple of great runs to end the game to get a first down. He finished with over 100 yards. Kudos to Josh Williams. I've never seen a walk-on running back that's now in scholarship start for LSU and look legitimate. And he's been doing a little bit of everything, you know, for 4 years. This kid's been around for a while. But what a game by Josh Williams. Wow, he did, again, he's got more in the tank than I thought he did. And then, you know, Noah Cain didn't carry the ball, but he played special teams, the running back from Penn State. Goodwin is coming back in the next week or two, whether it's going to be Ole Miss or Alabama. When they get him back, and now you got Josh Williams. And also, John Emery. Shout out to John Emery. John is showing flashes every game. He caught a touchdown against Florida Saturday. Screen pass, didn't drop the ball, caught it, broke a tackle, scored. He also had a couple of runs where he was so close to breaking it for a long touchdown. And he had another key catch on third down where he caught the ball, kept his balance, fell down, but got the first down and was a great catch. So the stepping up of John Emery, Josh Williams, the O-line, and the defensive linebackers. And look, Mickey Wingo, the transfer D lineman from Missouri, he played a phenomenal game. And also Jacqueline Roy from U-High, D tackle. They were just incredible in the fourth quarter. When LSU needed those guys to step up and clamp down, those two guys, Micah Bakersfield and Harold Perkins and Greg Penn, they just clamped down. And Jay Ward made some plays, number five. He always makes – I think he loves to play Florida. And, hey, shout out before we go to J. Ray Jenkins. Think about this if you're a listener, and I know a lot of people have already thought about it. J. Ray Jenkins, a senior from Gina, Louisiana, has over seven touchdown catches against the University of Florida. I don't think the University of Florida wants to see J. Ray Jenkins again. In 220, he had two touchdowns from Max Johnson. In 221, he had a touchdown. This year, another touchdown. I think it's like seven or eight touchdowns overall against the University of Florida. What a big-time player J. Ray Jenkins is becoming. And look, they needed him to step up. And look, a shout-out to Jack Besh. Keep your confidence, erase it, move on. You're too good of a player to let this hurt you in a future game, and I hope he does that. Jack Besh is a great player. Don't let a couple of fumbles affect your future or anything like that. Jack Besh is a great kid, and I just want to say that because he wants to win more than anybody on this team. And I think Jack is going to be okay. Jack, and it was good to see Coach Kelly console Jack and let him know it was going to be okay. That's a big time quality coach here. You know, young kid needing his coach to let him know it's okay. And I really think the game was great. We're going to go ahead and go. I want to thank one more sponsor of ours, a big sponsor, Gros Savon, true sportsman's paradise in Lake Charles, around Lake Charles, eco tours, fishing, hunting, freshwater, saltwater. Book a tour. Man, they got great lodges, great food. They got chefs. Give them a call at 337-598-2357. That's Gros Savon, true sportsman's paradise. I've been twice, and it is truly sportsman's paradise. I hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be back on Wednesday. We've got Donnie Jones going to be joining us, the former LSU punter, former Philadelphia Eagle, Super Bowl winner, 15 years in the NFL. We're going to talk a lot about his days in the NFL, LSU, his time at the Senior Bowl with Phillip Rivers, where it all started before the pros, and his time with Nick Saban and Jerry DiNardo at LSU. Again, subscribe to us on YouTube. I hope everybody has a great Monday. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.